violent demonstrations calling for the resignation of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. This comes as latest reports say rebellious soldiers arrested and detained President Keïta and top government officials. Reuters news agency said President Keïta was being detained at his residence in the southwestern part of the capital, Bamako. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Tuesday condemned the arrest of President Keïta and called for his immediate release. Dr. Ramata Sissoko Cisse, president of the Change in Mali movement, says what happened Tuesday in Mali was not a military coup, but rather a part of the popular uprising. She says the people of Mali will continue their protest until President Keïta is officially out of power.
And he did not breach any health regulations. That is one issue. Now, the other issue just came in a few minutes ago when we realized that he's being summoned by the CID, the Criminal Investigations Department, alleging that he has been consulting veterans, you know, like retired or army officers who have left the army. So there are two issues here.
Do you think this is happening because the government might think he is in violation of election law, because you are not supposed to, according to the Elections Commission, to campaign, you are only supposed to campaign virtually?
Yeah, you're supposed to campaign virtually, but then the guidelines that they issued, they allowed that you could meet limited numbers of people physically. And it's happening all over the other...
Chigono and Jacob Ngarivumbe, leader of the Transform Zimbabwe movement, are in prison, accused of preaching violence ahead of a planned July 31st protest against poor governance in Zimbabwe. The judge accused Mtetwa of posting on social media disparaging information about the court. The judge asked the prosecutor general to prosecute Mtetwa for contempt. He also sent the copy of his ruling to the Law Society of Zimbabwe. Mtetwa denies disparaging the court on Facebook, but she said the referral to the Law Society is probably the best opportunity that she has to officially show that the Zimbabwe judiciary is not independent.
As you'll be aware, last week the prosecutor applied to have me removed from the case on the basis of what they said were my
and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bubu music to hip life, bonga flavor to sukus, Afrobeat to Ndumbulu and Makosa to Kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Hello, I'm Douglas Impoga, host of VOA's Reporters Roundtable. Join us every Thursday as we discuss important African topics and events. I'll have a panel of African journalists and expert guests to discuss the topic at hand. We take a deeper look at important African news topics. That's Reporters Roundtable every Thursday.